If we were living in normal times, many of us would be filling out our March Madness college basketball brackets. We would have found out yesterday, I think, who Wisconsin's teams would be playing and getting excited about that. But these aren't normal times. The NCAA canceled the men's and women's tournaments because of the COVID-19 outbreak. The Boys and Girls State High School basketball tournaments were also called off. And those hoping this would be the year for the Milwaukee Bucks to finally end their near 50-year NBA championship drought, COVID-19 is putting those dreams on hold as well. The virus is also pushing back the Milwaukee Brewers home opener and suspending play in the National Hockey League, professional golf, and other sports organizations. Megan Hart is Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter. Megan, good to have you with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Megan, it's got to be a weird time to be a sports reporter right now.
Yeah, it certainly does. Thursday, I would say last Thursday, was an incredibly hectic day, just covering all of these changes. I think for a while it looked like, we might have some sports taking place without fans in attendance, but it just really things have just changed so dramatically in the last week. And now I'm on the sports and COVID-19 beat, that's for sure.
Now, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, WIAA, they govern most high school sports in the state. As you mentioned, as of last Thursday, it looked like they were going to try to have the tournament still, but just a limited number of people in the audience. What led them ultimately to just cancel the tournaments altogether?
I think a lot of it has to do with, all of the uncertainty that we're facing. There's a lot of different guidelines, they said, coming at them from public health organizations that they were following. I went to a press conference they held Thursday to talk about the changes they made as far as limiting fans. And, they said that it's really kind of, they're making these decisions in real time as far as what the right thing to do is. And I guess it just got to a point where they didn't feel like it was safe to continue the girls basketball tournament at all. They had started that on Thursday and then they discontinued it Friday. And the boys tournament was supposed to be this weekend. And they've canceled that as well.
And that's not a decision I imagine they would take lightly. This is something they really don't want to do unless they absolutely have to. Did you get an impression of kind of the enormity of their thinking on this?
Yeah, I will say that their executive director, Dave Anderson, at the press conference, you could tell that he was really wrestling with the decision that, like so many people in the sports world, he really felt for especially seniors and their coaches after they've been training for years for some of these state tournaments. So it was definitely not a decision that they made lightly, but it seems to be that they kind of fell into step with the rest of what the sports world is doing as far as suspending or canceling competition.
Have you gotten a sense of the reactions out there in the high school sports world since they made that decision?
I think, a lot of people are disappointed at the situation, but as from what I can tell, people I've spoken to seem to understand the reasoning. They understood why it was canceled. One thing that the executive director of WIA did say at that press conference is that he kind of regretted that it all had to be decided so abruptly because mm-hmm. he knew Thursday morning there were fans that had already driven into Green Bay for the girls tournament that weren't going to be able to attend the games. And then they ultimately ended up being canceled. But I think, people have to be understanding with everything that's going on right now.
Before we move on from the high school level, spring sports, I know, having young athletes in my own household, they're getting ready to have tryouts for some of the teams. What are you watching for to see if seasons start, when seasons start, if they happen at all?
Well, WIA did send out a press release yesterday saying that spring sports seasons are suspended until further notice. I know a lot of little leagues and youth sports are also on hold at the moment. So it's really hard. I'm sure if you ask me again tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'll have something different to tell you. So we're following it as closely as we can.
Talking to Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter, about the widespread closings and ends of seasons, or at least postponements of seasons, because of the COVID-19 virus. Let's move up to the college level. No NCAA tournaments, men's or women. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I think it's so many people are looking forward to March Madness this time of year. I know that I'm based in Green Bay, but we did have some reporters go out and talk to students last week, and a lot of them brought up sports and said how, that was one of kind of the big disappointments, is that they're not going to get to watch Wisconsin men's basketball, which has had a really good run recently. Same with Wisconsin women's hockey, was also in the midst of the NCAA tournament. So, it's I think, again, you know, people, a lot of people are sad about it. But again, I think that the general feeling in the sports world is that this is the right thing to do.
Right. Can you talk about the economic impact? We can roll professional sports into this as well. Obviously, there are a lot of other big economic problems going on, but these are even the high school tournaments for Madison and Green Bay. They're big deals. The pro teams, the NCAA. This is a big economic hit, isn't it?
It is huge. Yeah. I mean, you're right at every single level. I think, of course, one of the big things that that everyone is looking at right now is whether or not the Olympics are going to be able to go forward. The president of the International Olympic Committee last week, he encouraged athletes to continue preparation with great confidence and full steam. But Tokyo spent an estimated $26 billion preparing for these Olympics. So just that alone will have huge economic impacts if that's canceled all over the world. I know, you know, a lot of, I think one of the kind of bright spots recently has been athletes stepping up and making donations to arena workers, which the Bucks, everyone on the Milwaukee Bucks roster did that, and the team actually chose to match that. So there is a fund to help pay workers at the Fiserv Forum, hourly workers who won't be able to work during this NBA suspension. I know J.J. Watt is a former Badger and a football player from Wisconsin. He and his wife have donated $350,000 to provide meals to people in Houston, where he plays for the Houston Texans. But a lot of people are impacted by this, you know, of course, in the sports world and outside of it.
Now, the Bucks, you mentioned, they've had this fantastic season. They've been the biggest story in Wisconsin sports over the last couple of months. What do we know about whether play could resume in the NBA? What are they looking at there?
Yeah, they at the point where the season was suspended, the Bucks were leading the NBA. They are, you know, there's still a lot of questions, but the NBA has been looking at arena availability through August, indicating, you know, that they want to continue the season, but it's unlikely to happen anytime soon. Of course, the CDC issued guidelines last night advising that all events with over 50 people be canceled through the middle of May. So it would likely not resume before then. And there's a lot of challenges because, of course, these NBA arenas often host concerts or NHL teams or all different kinds of events. So that makes scheduling challenging. But I know that that they're optimistic that they can continue the season.
And finally, baseball made some of the newest news. So what are they looking at now for pushing back opening day?
Yeah, that one really breaks my heart. So last week, they did decide to suspend spring training, and they said that the season would be delayed by at least 2 weeks. But today, Major League Baseball, the owners and the commissioner made an announcement that they are pushing back the opening day. Again, they didn't give a timeline. They did say that they're committed to playing as many games as possible this season, and they said that they would keep fans up to date as the schedule sort of comes together moving forward. They will need about a month of preparation because spring training is on hold, so it will take a while before the season can start.
And briefly, Megan, what are you watching for next? Are there any other shoes you're waiting to drop when it comes to sports and COVID-19?
You know, I think that the Olympics is a big thing. The Ryder Cup is scheduled to take place in Wisconsin in September, and that will have a huge economic impact on the state. So I think we're kind of waiting to see what will happen with that. But for sports fans who, you know, it's not quite as satisfying probably as watching live sports, NFL free agency started today. So the Packers have closed operations for 2 weeks at Lambeau Field, but they are already at work kind of putting together next year's team. And the NFL draft is still going to take place in April without fans in attendance. But at least that'll give sports fans something to talk about.
Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Megan Hart is Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter. We talked with her about how the COVID-19 outbreak has been affecting sporting events in Wisconsin. Basically canceling all of them. Some seasons shut down, others postponed. The NBA, Major League Baseball, and NHL are saying their seasons may resume, but only time will tell. High school and college basketball appear to be done for the season. Let us know how this affects you. Email us ideas@WPR.org.